You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me today is the man, the myth, the legend, the man behind the director of entertainment of Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa, which you could check out February 24th, this Saturday night, LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. Oh my goodness. One of the hosts alongside Miss Misha Montana, the one, the only, Mr. Jordan Marshall. How are you, Jordan?
Ooh, man, what a promo you just cut on me, Mike. Dude, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
You were very welcome.
Great to be here, man. Great to be rocking out. As you said, dude, we got a killer event coming down the pipe this weekend on property at Secrets Hideaway for the LFC. We're really excited.
Before we get into LFC, my dude Jordan and I were talking before we came on air, folks. First of all, this man is in Vegas doing his thing. Talk about your promotion, man, because I got to say, first of all, the red eyes are sons of bitches, but the main thing is you're there. Go ahead.
That's it, man. That's it. Thank you so much. So, kind of myself, as a Jordan Marshall brand, I've kind of branded myself out of the New Jersey and New York area. So I was a tri-state talent up and coming to host, narrate, DJ, and curate some of the most high-end private events going all over the country, all over the world. That was actually before I got into this lifestyle position at Secrets. So I kind of honed my skills doing private event work and making milestones with families, other friends, just people from all over the world, people that were having, you know, high-end weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, sweet 16s, quinceañeras, corporate events. So basically like any excuse to have like a milestone or a vibe or a lifestyle soundtrack, so to speak, for an event. You know, I loved it. I fell in love with designing events and creating these vibes, you know, much like we're going to get into and talk about coming down the pipe at Secrets this weekend for the LFC, you know, just creating these amazing opportunities for people to get out of their comfort zone, come hang out, you know, with me, my idea of entertainment, on property, whether it's at an event or at a venue or, you know, on location, depending, we could take the party anywhere, you know? So, I just love, you know, building the event, idea and the space as a whole. And then I kind of found my way into, you know, partnering up with Secrets, just about, 6-7 months ago, came on, onto the roster and the team as the, new director of, national and international event talent, as well as developing event and concept at Secrets. So it's cool how it's all been full circle and me being able to take these, real world parties, so to speak, we call it the vanilla world out there, and kind of pivot into some really cool and exciting events for our lifestylers, which is has been really exciting.
I got to say, what I do love about it is too, and I've always said this about people, it's not easy what we do as far as the entertainment side of things. And why I put it like that is people like myself and Jordan from the personality side of things, you have to be able to have the confidence and you have to be able to just put yourself out there. I know it could become a very much a saturation for people,
right.
But I think with what we do is what a lot of people don't realize is it's a great foot forward of just putting yourself out there. Not only that, but the entertainment value and just the overall bringing people together. I think we look at it in today's society, you look at a united, not divided front, but if you're in a party atmosphere and if you're really including all everybody, opening horizons, expanding them, I think it leads for great content, a great product and great business model for everybody to get into and check out.
Oh man, I agree, dude. I couldn't have said it any better, Mike. And the cool part about it is that I feel like, you know, I'm 42 years young. You know, I still feel like I'm bringing it. I'm excited. I'm energized. And the cool part is that, you know, what we don't have anymore is like, well, not so much anymore is the touch points, is the one-on-one, the communication, the talking, the conversations, the one-on-one build. Now everything's done with our thumbs and social media and texting. And, you know, it's really hard to, you know, kind of encompass a personalized touch and make people feel anymore. So that's really what we go for, man, here at Secrets. And just in general with what I'm building events is I want to hit your feels, man. I want to hit you in the heart. I want to hit you in your mind. I want to hit you in your soul. I want, you know, your skin to tingle. I want that energy and that music to take you through the roof. You know, so we really want to like, you know, lock in with the five senses and make you guys feel again, you know.
agreed. And what I look at it too is you look at life in itself and everything that we do from the morning that we wake up, from the evening, afternoon, everything that experiences the whole entire day. You have to look at life in itself as an art form, and we're all applying our crafts, and what we're doing here and everything in general is a craft. And I mean, for what you do at Secrets, I mean, you have the overall rooms we touched upon on your show last week, talking about the Prince Purple Rain room. You have different queens and kings and just the overall resort and the feel to it, like you mentioned. I think not only do you get the comfort of staying at the spa and resort, but also at the same time, resorts and spas, secret hideaways, it's something for everybody, like you mentioned, not only to get into and the vibe aspect of it, but you all have great community guidelines and great regulations and everything, so people can feel safe and people can have a good time. And at the end of the day, accommodation and comfortability is key.
That's really the best part, man. And thank you so much for, you know, really describing the property and what we're going after as a whole so well, Michael. You know, I feel that unfortunately, the world has become a really tough place to be yourself anymore. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of influence coming from different angles, obviously media wise, articles, fake news, real news. I mean, you never know what to lock into, which rabbit hole to go down. You know what I mean? So for us as real human beings, you know, we want to provide a safe space, like you said, for people where it might be rough or it might be difficult for them to channel their, you know, real soul, their real inner person. I want to give you four walls where you can be comfortable. You can come here and you can come to our property and know that you could have a great time with men, women, couples, singles, just meet a new group of people. If you're just out there for some new friends and some new vibes and just to, you know, have a cool event where you can meet some new people and maybe you're new to the area, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be totally piggybacked in a sexual manner, you know, for what we do here on our end in the lifestyle world. You know, I feel the culture as a whole is something that is, it's kind of like a, if you know, you know, kind of thing. And we're on the cusp. It's coming more mainstream to where we're just talking about the stuff that people are thinking about anyway, in a professional and, you know, and kind manner. You know, there's nothing wrong or, you know, deceitful about it. We're just trying to put it out there as a whole and make sure that we explain or try to explain this world in the most, you know, down to earth way possible, to where people get a real opinion and can build an opinion for themselves. And hey, if it's something that you're not into, you know, just, you know, swipe left. It's all good. Not really a big deal.
I like your style with the swipe left. Okay, nice reference there. I got to put this out here because Jordan said it so eloquently and articulate here. You have to look at it from a stance too, and I compare LFC to everybody. You look at lingerie fighting championships. It's a little bit of MMA, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of clothing. What throws people off, folks, it's the L word. It's the lingerie. Now, I look at it from a stance too as well. You and I have talked about this. I say it with my audience here. Lingerie Football League was a big thing. MTV2 every Friday night. Danielle Monáe, who were going to be Summer Rae in the WWE, was a part of that. I look at it from a stance too as well. If you can really showcase that sexiness and elegance in the product, I mean, you look at the lingerie side of things. We'll get to the card here in a second. But if you actually really analyze, dissect, and decipher the product, right, you have a chance of body confidence. You have a chance of just overall badass women training to get into the game, mixing their wrestling and MMA styles. And it's something for people to go out of their way, not only as well with Secrets, but it's something for people to open up their eyes to and really look into. It may not be your thing, like you mentioned so eloquently, slight blood, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's a product. It's a business. And at the end of the day, we treat it as a business. And that's what everybody should do with anything that, they get into. At the end of the day, they have to remember it's a business.
Correct. Correct. And at the end of the day, ultimately too, Michael, I mean, like, you're taking combat sports. Again, the word lingerie, like you said, like this is an in-your-face promo. You know, when you click on the button and this thing opens up, I mean, you have beautiful women ready to rock and roll, MMA gloves. I mean, I feel like we're hitting a lot of different things for people that, again, that you might not talk about out loud, but who doesn't like combat sports? Who doesn't, you know, sex sells, you know, beautiful people, fun personalities. I mean, basically what we're just trying to do is orchestrate a really great time for y'all. And, you know, like Michael was saying before, if the wrestling aspect isn't your niche, still come for the vibes, come for the energy. We're going to have a bunch of different celebrity guests in the house that are hanging out as well, which I'm sure we'll get into in a second. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, ways that you could put together this upcoming February 24th weekend, even if the wrestling aspect isn't the main go-to. You know, we have a lot of different avenues that you could travel down at Secrets.
I have to ask you before we pull up this card, folks, you, sir, Kissimmee, Florida, I have to put this out here. LFC has been, to Las Vegas has been its home base. We just had an amazing event, Angels and Little Devils at the FSW Arena Future Star.
Oh, the recaps, man, look crazy.
Yes. And then we have also been to, we've been to Bratislava back in the day for LFC Eurobash, LFC 24. We've been to Vegas. We've been to Kansas. We've been to every vicinity that we've seen that LFC fans can see. Vegas being primarily, but I think for here, man, we're going to Florida, which features NXT. You have Florida Championship Wrestling with the likes that we had back in the day, or the Eddie Grahams and the Dusty Rhodeses, if you will. It's a very, very much inclusive area with professional wrestling. So many great combat
sports. That's the wrestlers' mainstays, too. We're talking their actual houses and homes are out here, too, you know? So, I mean, it's like the wrestling mecca.
So I got to ask you, how does that make y'all feel? Because the first time we're promoting something like this in Florida, and I got to say, first of all, who doesn't love the Sunshine State, right?
Oh my God, it's great. I absolutely love it. And like we had spoken before, Michael, you know, myself being a diehard, you know, I fell in love with pro wrestling at 5 years old. You know, when my grandfather literally popped me down in front of the TV in their house, small little house in Brooklyn. There's not much to do at your grandparents' house when you go to visit them once a month. And we would literally watch, you know, Saturday Night Main Event and all the great stuff back in the day from Andre the Giant to Hogan, Chief J Strongbow, the whole nine, you know. So like, I got roots of wrestling in my blood. So the fact that like I actually get to produce a wrestling-esque type show in the wrestling mecca of what I feel like the country, I mean, like Florida, you know, wrestling in general and pro wrestling and combat sports is just next level out here. So it's an honor, man. Really see it like come full circle to something that was such a cool hobby, to actually designing a really dope event for people to see something that isn't done too often, you know?
Agreed. And as we pull it up here, there it is, Mr. Jordan Marshall. What a card this is, man. Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of good looking stuff going on this fight card here.
Oh, dude, I got to say, from Bella Madison and Sheena Bathory in the main event, the debut of Avery Ryder against Bella Rockefeller, Paris Love and Gia Love, Bianca Blanche coming all the way from Italy against Mia Annabella, Jenny Bloody Valentine against Bella Inc., the debut of Tracy Nix, who we've seen in Shine Wrestling and on AEW, against Katie the Bombshell Forbes, Mrs. Rob Van Dam. Every bout on this card has a story, and it has an amazing tie-in to what we get to see within the professional wrestling world and MMA world. Now, your thoughts on this, because again, Bella Madison and Sheena, this is their third encounter. You know what I'm saying? Sheena's beaten her both times. Bella's looking to get that win. What are your thoughts just looking at this?
Oh, man, dude, you know what? I love a great storyline. I think both women, both ladies have done a great job of, you know, playing and laying out an amazing story for people. So the back and forth has been great. I love the heel face aspect that they have going back and forth as well. I think, you know, a decisive third fight is obviously definitely needed. So I'm curious to see where it's going to go, man. But I think Madison's my pick, man. I think Bella's my girl, dude. I don't know. I think she does it, dude. A lot of good trash talk, a lot of good build up to the fight. Also, man, I'm a sucker for, you know, for like a good 1-2 punch back and forth, man. These women are going to bring it, dude. And it's going to be a blast this Saturday night, man. I'm looking forward to seeing it unfold.
Oh, concur, man. And I mean, Bella Madison, who is now the goddess of chaos, Bella Madison, yes. Name change. I do love the fact that, again, we have this woman, Sheena, here. We've seen her in wrestling. We've seen her do her thing for Power Slap with Dana White's promotion. There's so many different avenues that she's gone down. We talk about the bodybuilding aspect in sessions wrestling, much like Jordan say here, when you have everything from the storyline aspect that leads to the culmination, if you will, I equate wrestling to like chess, man. They're overall going to that checkmate, man. And checkmate is here on February 24th.
Correct. And I also love the multiple styles, as you said, you know, like everything from the slap to the bodybuilding, you know, being able to pull these different facets of combat and you know, competitive style sports to bring it together to almost make your own art form of how to wrestle, how to be in there. So, you know, you're seeing all these different traits coming from different backgrounds, man. I feel like it's like a brand new style that's being opened up here in the ring, you know?
Agreed. And then you look at debuts like Avery Ryder on this card. She was just at the LFC 38 event attendance. I think she has a lot to prove. I mean, going against a veteran like Bella Rockefeller, we got the Italy vibe here with Bianca Blanche and Mia Annabella coming back from our Sturgis event. I think everybody out here, especially Gia Love, who's got the cosplay vibes, and same with Paris Love, I think everyone on this card is going to kill it. And we've never seen Jenny Bloody Valentine and Bella Inc., also veterans of the LFC. Man, we could talk about, again, just the great card here in itself, but I think what a lot of people are going to really explore and really see here and visualize is just not only some badass action and badass women, but again, we talk about good times and good vibes, and I think, again, that's what life in itself is about.
That's right, man. I love it. Absolutely correct, dude. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And now we will move over to something else here, because not only is Jordan hosting this amazing event, let's pull her up here, folks. There she is. Misha Montana. There she is. Oh, man,
this is such a mega pull, dude. And I don't even know how, like, this kind of fell into our lap, which is kind of amazing. I mean, obviously, as Michael was saying, guys, if you're familiar with Misha Montana's work, she is an absolute monster in a great way in the adult film community. Her OnlyFans is off the charts. Her Twitter's crazy. I mean, this incredible, wonderful woman happens to be, her and her, you know, beau, significant other, Matt Riddle, happen to be huge fans of Secrets. And, you know, they live in the area, they're here. And we just kind of, you know, tickled that that weird funny bone that they both have, and you know, they just kind of love the way that myself and my better half here, who I actually partnered the entertainment division with, Jess Wood, we've struck up a really great relationship with them, and have been going over some really great events and different things that we're gonna be doing together. Obviously, this the Lingerie Fighting Championship coming up this weekend is our first venture, where Misha is gonna kind of be our special guest host and co-host with me. So she'll be out there hanging out and mixing it up with all you guys. So we're going to have a little bit of time for maybe like a little bit of Q&A and stuff like that, a little banter in between the fights. So we want everybody to keep it personalized, keep it fun. You know, Misha is super approachable and we're super excited to have her on property. And she's there for all of your fighting needs and entertainment needs this weekend. So, yeah, we're pumped to have her.
Much like Jordan said, guys, you look at a woman like Misha Montana from the adult entertainment side of things and just the modeling side of things. First of all, beautiful woman. Look like she can be on the cover of an Inc. magazine, for God's sake. It's one of these women right here, and you just had a great show with Misha and Matt not too long ago. But these two, not only when I look at their vibes, like we mentioned, fun and really exuding century in that port here in today's forum, but you have to look at it from a stance too as well, like Matt Riddle from the UFC game into the professional wrestling side of things. He's a man who applies his crap, but he also knows how to have a good time. Right. And I think their personalities are just so larger than life. I think you two, especially you and Misha, are really going to vibe it up for everybody. Because again, over the top personalities, just enhancing yourself and turning that volume up to 100. I love it, man.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty much how it works out here in pro wrestling world, right? We get them going. So I love it, man. I can't get enough of it, dude. And it's really great how it's all kind of like fit, you know, brick by brick. This whole event is kind of unfolded a little bit out of the blue. And we kind of just trusted everybody's position on the team, you know, as far as like developing a concept, an idea, a run of show. You know, this is actually our first true wrestling show, so to speak, that we're putting together on our property. So, you know, it's uncharted waters. So it's exciting. It's a little nerve wracking, but, you know, again, super excited, man. And just pumped to see it play out, because this, without going into too much detail, is going to be a catalyst for some really, really great combat sport features that we are going to start doing at Secrets. If we do what we think we're going to do on this one coming up this Saturday and blow it out of the water, there's some really cool stuff that's going to come down the pipe. And without putting too much on it, you might have a feature from Mr. Matt Riddle in some of that stuff. So it's going to be really cool, man.
Ooh, I cannot.
I know. I'm letting the cat out of the bag a little bit. We'll do this. Trust me, Michael, you and I got this relationship now, man. You're going to be my first guy. I feel like you helped kind of break us. So when we have cool stuff going, man, I'll hit you right up, man. We'll get you the exclusive and we'll pump it up, dude.
I appreciate that. Now, I got to say this, because in today's forum, folks, what we really did encompass is not only the fact of just newer stuff and just the spoilers. I think what a lot of people really need to realize is when you go to these type events and when you really have stuff in the bag, you have to keep it close to the heart, but also at the same time, like, it's so thrill. And I always say it's the ultimate thrower when it comes to entertainment. And I said this to you, I think just with our respective personality, and especially your personality, Jordan, not only do you want to bring people together, but I think at the end of the day, you know what you want to do and you know where the journey is going to take you. And I say this to anybody that wants to get into any type of field, I think you can equate to this, just fucking go for it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always asks why, but at the end of the day, the ultimate answer, why not? Just go.
Why not? That's it, man. No, bro, I'm telling you, Michael, you literally are hitting it on the head, dude. I love the energy and vibe. And obviously, you know, from two different backgrounds, but you get it, dude. You get it. I feel like a little bit on the end as a performer, and you get it as a producer too, you know, and obviously producing the show and putting it all together, dude, it's a pleasure, man. So it's really cool to, you know, kind of speak with somebody who sees the big picture.
Agreed, man. And the big picture is LFC 39, Goddess Among Us, this Saturday night, February 24th, Kissimmee, Florida. Secrets Hideaway, Resort and Spa. Do it. Check out Jordan. Check out Misha. Check out the amazing ladies of Lingerie Fighting Championships. To quote Dr. Dre, Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, we going to rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold on.
Oh, my God. You know it. You know it. And really quick, Michael, if it's cool, we still have, so we still do have our hotel, just so everybody knows, is just about 97% sold out. So we do have a few rooms left for this. I'll be sure to get Michael all the tags. So when we air the show and pop it on, we're going to drop it in for you guys. So if you guys are interested in, you know, purchasing tickets, grabbing a room, being a part of this amazing LFC event, we definitely want to see you on property. We definitely still do have full day and evening passes available. So even if you weren't coming to stay on property for the night or for the weekend, you can still come for the LFC event itself and grab a ticket for the day. It's a daily purchase ticket along with the membership for the actual resort for the day, and then you're good to go and you're locked into rock and roll and check out that amazing event with us coming up this Saturday.
Beautifully stated. And the link will be available, the Secrets Hideaway, the website for Florida. You can check out rooms. You can check out the events. Y'all have a very great website. I will put that out there. It's a good, definitely a must click and a listen. You're very welcome. Not only do you do that, but you got to go, you got a podcast as well. We got to promote that. Y'all have some great work. Check it out on the YouTube and check it out on Facebook Live. Y'all, I love the podcast, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, the Official Secrets Hideaway podcast. That's another little brainchild that kind of like came across our paths. You know, the owners, James, and our management team. We wanted to put the brand out there even more. You know, Secrets has done a really great job over the past 14 years of its existence in knowing its role, sitting in the pocket, and putting out and producing great content for people to be attracted to our world. Now, I feel like we're in such a digital day that, you know, people need to learn more about this lifestyle culture as a whole, to really be able to accept it, hang with it, see if they want to get into it themselves. You know, the big goal is obviously to mainstream this thing as much as possible. And it's I equate it to a pop-up festival every weekend, you know, like a dance festival or an EDM festival, or, you know, these big festivals that go on, you know, out in the middle of the areas, Coachella to Burning Man, you know, like that's kind of the vibes that we go for, these festival style vibes every week, every weekend, just trying to mix it up and make it great and hit people in the feels. And hey, if we can attract you in a little bit like that and, you know, make you fall in love with us a little bit more, we're going to roll with it, you know, and see where we could take this thing.
I'm going to make an acquaintance to this because this son of a gun over here with his wrestling analogies from the now I'm going to put it here. This is like our version of the rock and wrestling connection.
Oh, man.
When you had Cyndi Lauper and Captain Lou Albano and Piper and everything, this is our rock and wrestling connection pretty much.
It's rock and wrestling 2.0. Straight up, man. Absolutely. Straight up. That's a really great analogy, dude. Nice job, Mike. I like it.
And I got to say, I love what you're doing. And here's what I'm going to say to you, sir. I'm going to put the overture here. Round two, when this event concludes, I'm going to have you back on the show and we're going to do our thing.
Love it.
Now for you, we're going to have promotions here, folks, for everybody to check it out. But I got to say, you're doing some things now in Las Vegas, man. Can you promote what you're doing in Vegas?
Yeah, man, absolutely, 100%. So I'm out here right now for the Mobile, the MEX, and Photo Booth Expo. So this is a national convention that goes on every single February in Las Vegas and is for the most high-end, unique, exciting entertainment talent worldwide that mess around on a private event level and do a little bit of nightlife as well too. So there's other nightlife talents out here as well. Basically, it is the one of the biggest gatherings of the year of DJ entertainment talent from around the world. So people come from all over to be here in Las Vegas. I'm absolutely honored. My very good friend, Shani Barnett, Chi-Town Shani from Chicago, she is kind of put in the driver's seat to host a lot of the parties, a lot of the vibes, a lot of the curated themes for the nights, you know, after like all the seminars and stuff for the day are done. You know, we have a great time out and it's a lot of cool networking parties. So I'm super honored every year for her to ask me to be a part of the action and kind of in a driver's seat position where I would either host or DJ. This year, I'm actually hosting the main closing party with all featured talent. We got huge, huge talent. DJ DeVille, who's a Florida resident, now lives in Las Vegas. Huge remix artist. He's actually our main you know, headlining closer for that night. So got a lot of great talent on it out here. I'll be out here in Las Vegas. We're at the South Point Hotel doing it live from right now. This is from now Monday through Thursday of this week. So rocking and rolling. If you guys are in the area, if you're in the Vegas area, you want to stop by, check out the show, shoot me a DM, hit us up. You can reach me a couple different ways. Obviously, all things the number one Jordan Marshall, or you can reach me on my couples page with Team Jess and Jordan Marshall. That's myself and Jess. So you guys could reach out, shoot us a DM. If you guys want to hang out, kick it, have any questions, whatever, while we're out here, we'd love to see you and hear from you. So yeah, super honored to be out here at the Mobile Beat and Photo Booth Expo. and just loving it, man. Doing it up.
Living the dream and applying the craft in amazing fashion. That's all That's you it, can say, folks. Now, the social medias I was actually going to go to as well, you promoted two of them. Let everybody know where we can check out Secrets Florida, Secrets Hideaway. Do it up, man. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. So, yeah, if you guys are looking to book any rooms, get more information on Secrets as a whole, you could just go and knock that out. Visit us at SecretsFL. That's at SecretsFL.com. So you guys are all good on that. And that'll be all things Secrets. So you can log in and see all of our events, our event dates, you know, the rooms that are available. And like I was saying before too, Michael, we have over 143 different themed styled rooms, like you were saying before. So whatever your vibe is for the party, the event, whatever you're looking to celebrate or just come and kick it with us on property, we have some sort of feel for that. So make sure you check out all the different styled rooms for yourselves. A lot of great information on there. And that's a great way to check it out. And then if you guys are on Facebook or Instagram, it's the official Secrets Hideaway Facebook page, or you can reach us at Secrets Hideaway on Instagram as well. So a lot of great stuff for you guys. You can reach us on all the different social media platforms. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. You know, Jess and myself and our Secrets team check the social media comments and all the different things that you guys make on it regularly. So we're looking forward to tuning back in with you guys and speaking one-on-one. If you have any questions or comments, we're always very, very vocal on there and keep the chatter up. So looking forward to hearing from y'all.
And finally, first and foremost, this son of a gun with its theme rooms. I'm just going to say it again. Prince Purple Rain. Now, LFCfights.com is where you can get all your LFC needs. Check out the VIP section where you can hear this podcast. You can get Tommy Bell Art, Sketchy and Funny. You can check out LFC Exposed, the reality series. You can check out LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils that just went down on Valentine's Day. And also, you will be able to see LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. Of course, it is a great time to be an LFC fan. It is a great time to be a fan of Secrets Hideaway. Oh my goodness gracious. Entertainment at its finest. Life is an art form. We're all applying our crafts. You all keep applying your craft in amazing fashion. And as I always say with this show, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make the women the work of art that they are. And all those LFC ladies encompass and accentuate that. And Jordan Marshall, before we close this out, you got any final words to the people, to the LFC universe, for the Secrets Hideaway? Any final words to the LFC universe?
I would love to say, yo, you think this is great? Stay tuned, not only to the LFC, but stay tuned to all things Secrets Hideaway, all things Jordan Marshall, Jess Wood, and the Secrets Hideaway squad, because 2024, we're coming for you. Lifestyle is a mainstream thing, and we're going to show you all about it.
We in there like swimwear, and we don't stop. We can't stop. The grind right. Never stops. Ugh. Jordan, I love you to death, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to see y'all, and thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you next time, folks.
Peace.
Hurricane spin.
Glad they're letting these ladies go a little bit further. Suplex. Big suplex. Backwards showing that strength.
Oh, Gibrana! Oh, to the ground!
Let's get that back.
Oh, Lord, is he choker? That's an illegal choke. He's got to get involved.
Move it to the edge of the cage. Please keep it in the cage. Suplex. Oh, I'm so deceived.
Flexing. flexing.